They say that with age comes wisdom. I'm not sure about that. I think that what mostly comes with age is 20/20 hindsight, the knowledge of what you did and what you should have done and how you could have done much better if only you had known what you know now. So, with those backwards-facing spectacles firmly in place, I offer these thoughts to my younger self. The first thing is, get started earlier. Don't do what I did, shuffling around, writing for my own entertainment, not really believing that I can make a career out of writing. You can, and what's more, I know from experience that you're going to have to. Writing is the only thing you will ever be any good at, your one genuine talent. You won't be any good at DIY, or driving fast motorcycles, or piloting the space shuttle. You've no aptitude for mathematics, and you haven't the patience for science. Writing is it, boy. Get your head down, get stuck in, and start learning how to do it now. Second, write what you want to write. Write what you feel compelled to write. Stop trying to imitate other people. Stop trying to write like Graham Greene. The world already has a Graham Greene. It doesn't need another one. And also, stop trying to write what you think other people want you to write. Of course you need to write for an audience, but the audience will stop and listen to your story if it is your story, told honestly and with genuine passion. Audiences have a great ability to spot fakes. Be yourself in your writing, always. Third, don't fall into the trap of thinking that some kinds of writing are better or more important than others. Don't turn your nose up at any kind of writing. Sample them all. I've been a journalist, an advertising copywriter, a speech writer, a ghostwriter of textbooks, a writer of academic journal articles, a compiler of dictionaries, and a novelist, and they have all taught me something about writing. Advertising copywriting in particular was a great discipline. It was dull, painfully dull, but it taught me how to write to length. Fourth, get an agent. Don't do what so many wannabe writers do and bemoan the fact that the agent takes 15% of your money. Without the agent, you won't get any money at all. Believe me, they're worth what you pay them. 85% of something is a lot better than 100% of nothing. Fifth, be outrageous. When I was your age, my writing was very conventional. I wouldn't offend anyone or express any controversial statements for fear of offending someone. Word would get around, I thought, and no one would want to read me anymore. Wrong. People like writing that is exciting, that breaks rules and goes beyond expectations. So go out and throw some metaphorical stones through a few imaginary windows. Challenge people to think again about things they think they already know. I wish I had done that 40 years ago. I'm very glad I'm doing it now.